And it's a quarter after 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, July 14th. Happy Bastille Day. I'm with Sarah Hayden. She is the Santa Fe National Forest Advocate for the Wild Earth Guardians. That's an advocacy group seeking to protect and restore the wildlife, wild places, wild rivers, and health of the American West. Refresh us, please, if you would, Sarah, that we last spoke, I believe, last March in 2019, speaking about a Santa Fe County Commission resolution that you, along with some other conservation groups, had hoped to get approved that would urge the Forest Service to complete an environmental impact statement, otherwise known as an EIS, for the Santa Fe Mountains Project. Tell us, one, what is the Santa Fe Mountains Project, and two, how did that effort to get people to discuss that with the County Commission work out?
Okay, well, thanks for asking that. So the Santa Fe Mountains Landscape Resiliency Project, which is the full name, but we don't use it because it's so long, is a proposal to thin, and that generally means removing 90% of trees, even though they take more smaller trees than bigger trees, out of over 50,000 acres or across 50,000 acres, not all of the acres would be thinned, of the Santa Fe National Forest right outside of Santa Fe and surrounding communities. So it has a huge impact on us, both in terms of, you know, people who want to use the forest for recreation and in terms of the prescribed burn smoke, because they'll also be burning most of the project area, and it happens repeatedly. So back in 2018, Wild Earth Guardians sponsored a forest lunch for environmental groups and some politicians and a well-known forest and fire ecologist, Chad Hansen. And at that lunch, Commissioner Anna Hansen, who was the first elected representative to really try to support the public and the forest, offered to sponsor a resolution to the County Commission requesting an environmental impact statement. So we started the process in October, and Sam Hitt and myself submitted a draft resolution, and then Sierra Club and Defenders of Wildlife also got involved. And it got altered a little, but it still basically stated that the County Commission was urging the Forest Service to complete an EIS before they begin the project. And then the County Commission met with the Forest Service. And after that, the resolution didn't state that they should specifically do an environmental impact statement. It said they should do an environmental assessment, which is a much lower level of analysis and one that we don't think is sufficient. But then if the Forest Service thinks it's warranted, they should go on to an environmental impact statement. But they've made it very clear, the Forest Service, that they don't think it's warranted. They don't want to do it. So that was very disappointing, and yet we really thank and applaud the County Commission for being the first elected representatives to stand up and try to support us. And it did also urge that the Forest Service do substantial public outreach and notice for comment periods, you know, where the public can be involved in the project, and to consider public health effects from prescribed burn smoke, because many people are getting sick from it, and to include in project analysis and planning a full range of forest and fire ecology research. So, you know, those are all positives. And after the resolution was changed, the members of the public started coming in, and that's what we were talking about last year in March. There were two County Commission meetings where the public came, and they spoke powerfully about the need for an environmental impact statement, because this is our forest right outside of our community that affects us in so many ways. And they talked about the health impacts on their own lives from the prescribed burn smoke. However, you know, we were hoping the resolution would be changed back to fully urging an environmental impact statement, and that didn't happen. But in the version that did pass, it sounded as if the Forest Service committed, maybe this happened in the meetings, I don't know, I wasn't there, it said they committed to greater public outreach, because the new version states Whereas the board understands that the Forest Service is committed to conducting substantially more public outreach than what is necessarily required under its NEPA obligations, and also that the Forest Service should provide effective notice to the public through multiple means, conduct public outreach, and assure the public is otherwise well-informed about the proposed project and has multiple and convenient opportunities to fully participate in the NEPA process. So that is what we got out of it. That is a real positive, and I thank the County Commission for that.
Sarah, what do you think happened at this meeting between the Forest Service and Santa Fe County Commissioners?
I'm clear that the Forest Service doesn't want to do an environmental impact statement, and that's how it ended. And I believe the County Commission was doing their absolute best to do the best thing they could for their constituents and for the forest. But there's just such a view that the Forest Service, the federal agency, knows best. They know what they're doing, that it's really hard for elected officials to get past that and to consider that maybe enough analysis hasn't been done. Maybe they don't know exactly what is best for the forest because the results of the past sitting projects have been so bad and so damaging to the environment. And I really think that they were concerned about fire harming people, even though there have been very few lives lost through fire in New Mexico, just a few in the past few decades. So in their desire to do the best they could and be even-handed, I think that's what they came up with. But the Forest Service certainly, in my view, would have really strongly urged them to allow them to do an environmental assessment.
So, Sarah, if you would, please tell us about what happened to the more than 5,000 Santa Fe Mountain Project scoping comments that came from the public.
Yeah, so that's in June of last year and going through July was the first opportunity the public had to make their concerns known. That's the purpose of the scoping comment period, so that they're telling the Forest Service what needs to be analyzed. But the public also takes the opportunity just to say if they like the project or not. You know, environmental groups will be more formal about it. We are concerned about this and we're concerned about that. And it may, you know, sound like by the time they're done they have so many concerns that the project really needs to be reconsidered, you know, in a fundamental way. But so The notice that they gave the public was not sufficient, even though they said they would increase that they would do more public outreach and better notice. And so many people in the public didn't even know that, you know, that it was time to submit comments. And the scoping document, which explains what they do, was so sketchy and so lacking in information, the public really didn't know what they were commenting about. And if you read the comments, people say that throughout the comments. And then they had an error in their system they had set up to receive comments. So comments weren't getting in, and then people weren't getting notice that their comments did get in, so people were submitting them three times. It was all very chaotic. And because of all the problems, they extended it only 1 week, but they only just sent out an email to a few people, so people didn't know it was extended. So I believe there's members of the public who wanted to comment and who weren't able to. But finally, the comments started coming in, and there were 58 comments posted in the Forest Service online reading room, which is normal. That's what forests do, so that the public can be engaged. You know, we can see what other people are, what their comments are, and they're very educational. Some people give comments. And 58 comments went online, and they were really negative to the project, stunning. So, excuse me, that's my caller ID. And then 2 weeks later, the comments were removed. They just disappeared out of the online reading room. And so myself and my partner in the Forest Advocate started inquiring about it. And they said, well, there was personally identifiable information in the comments, so we have to redact them, but then we can't redact them. And maybe we'll just post unique comments, because Wildlife Guardians actually had 4,400 comments come through their website, and you know, we were all right with those just not being posted and only having one version of that. But anyways, they never could do it, and then they finally said they're not going to do it. But every other forest other than our region has been posting comments with no problem and not needing to redact them. So whatever the problem is, it seems to only be impacting our forest. And it just concerns us that the comments were so overwhelmingly negative to the project, and almost every comment requested an environmental impact statement, and yet the public can't see them. And why? Why can't the public see them? The reasons just don't stand up in my mind. And so Wild Earth Guardians did a Freedom of Information Act request, and we requested to receive all of the comments, and we did. And myself and Jonathan Glass of the Forest Advocate evaluated them. It took quite a long time, and found just how overwhelmingly people were either opposed to the project or had such major concerns that it really needed to be reconsidered and wanted an environmental impact statement. So we posted them in a very organized way with excerpts so people could read them easily, you know, even in a few minutes, to see what the public has to say on the Forest Advocate website, which is theforestadvocate.org, all little letters all together. And I really strongly recommend people look at that, at least look at the public comment excerpts and see what the concerns are. There's just so many, you know, that people are worried about their health, they're worried about erosion, they're worried about the wildlife, they're worried about bark beetle. It just goes on and on.
Sarah, there were decisions made recently by the U.S. Forest Service on the Hyde Park and Pacheco Canyon projects. What were those decisions? And I understand there was an appeal, at least being contemplated by environmental groups. Where are we at in that process now?
Yeah, we're at the end. The Hyde Park and Pacheco Canyon were each under 2,000 acres, so they're smaller projects, whereas the Santa Fe Mountains project is so large. But they're a really critical area. It's, you know, around Black Canyon campsite and end up north, but it's a place where citizens go for hiking, for bird watching. It's just an especially beloved area by the public. And they analyzed it only with a categorical exclusion, which is the lowest level of analysis, and it's meant for very insignificant impacts or hardly any impacts at all. And so that was clearly wrong in the minds of some environmental groups. And the Santa Fe Forest Coalition, well, no, they kind of sponsored it. Some small groups and individuals filed a lawsuit and to at least have an environmental assessment done, because it was a smaller project, and they lost. And then it was appealed. And now they have lost that appeal. And the reasons don't stand up well, shall we say, because the public really had a right for that to be considered, because, you know, in many areas, 90% of the trees will be gone. There's going to be constant prescribed burn smoke. I mean, last summer, the smoke went on at least half the day throughout the summer, and so many people were ill. And so that's a major loss. And before that, there was a major loss in La Cueva, where the whole community fought for their community, for their very special place. They lost. And that part of the forest got thinned and will be burned. So now we have the Santa Fe Mountains project, and we can't afford to lose this one, because it will be most of the area from around Tisiki out towards Glorieta. And they also did another project. They proposed another project in Encino Vista, which is almost 100,000 acres, the largest project ever proposed. And hardly anybody knew about that. Even halfway through the comment period, the environmental groups were just finding out. And there were only 14 comments because hardly anybody knew about it. It's almost like the biggest project ever is completely unknown. So the Forest Service is not giving public notice. They're keeping the public out of the process. They're not letting us see the comments. You know, we citizens and Wild Earth Guardians is having to do their job. And it's really serious at this point. And we're kind of at the last stand with the Santa Fe Mountains Landscape Resiliency Project. Is the public going to stand up and require the Forest Service to do what they're required to do, what they're mandated to do, or not?
Sarah, your final thoughts on preserving basically the West, our forests here, from a local perspective.
I can't even begin to express how important it is, how important the forest that surrounds Santa Fe is to us in so many ways. It affects our climate. It helps to cool and draw moisture into our climate, into our weather. It's what brings tourists here. I mean, you look up into the beautiful mountains if there's not prescribed bird smoke making it hazy. And then people are fortunate. They can just go right up into the mountains on the weekend or go have a picnic or go for a hike. Much of that will be gone. The environment will be, the ecology of the forest would be fundamentally disrupted. The methodology the Forest Service is using right now to do their projects does not leave an environmentally functional landscape. It's barren. It's just not functional. It's lost its ecological integrity. And, you know, I know everybody is concerned now about coronavirus. People are suffering economically. But the loss of our forests is equal with that. We owe this to the future generations to leave them a forest and to leave them a decent climate, to leave them decent air quality. And this is happening almost while we're looking away, while we're involved in other things. And in the next month, there will be the time for comments for the environmental assessment for the Santa Fe Mountains Project. The public needs to stand up and demand that there is an environmental impact statement, demand that they're taken into account, that they're included in the project, that comments are posted, like every other forest. They need to care about our forest and about their own selves and their own lives, because it will impact their lives.
Sarah Hayden is the Santa Fe National Forest Advocate for Wild Earth Guardians. Sarah, thanks for your time on KSFR today.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
And I've reached out, by the way, to the Santa Fe National Forest, and we'll get its perspective, the organization's perspective, in the very near future. And this is KSFR's Wake Up Call, coming up